The question is that initially when we come to the system of devotees, we have a lot of faith in devotees. But as we keep practicing bhakti, then because of various interactions or whatever, that faith in the devotee starts decreasing. And we don't have so much direct faith in Shastra and Krishna also. Then how can we continue our bhakti? That's the question. Yeah. In our association with devotees, in our relationship with devotees, we will go through different phases. And like a small infant is there. You know, for the baby, the mother is like God. The mother is the source of love, the source of life, the source of everything. And so the father also comes in the picture. Mother and father are like God for him. But then, as the child grows up, then it's natural that the parents may love the child a lot. But still, the parents are also humans and they have their faults. So then, if the child focuses only on the faults of the parents, and then that can go into just a ultra-rebellious mode, where the child forgets everything that the parents have done, and it just goes completely away from the parents. That is undesirable. Now, more mature development child is, yes, my parents also have faults. We are all struggling. Everyone is doing their best according to their capacity. And despite whatever limitations they may have, whatever faults they may have, they have done so much for me. And based on that, we have a stable relationship. So often, when we come in the association of devotees initially, it's like, you know, we know nothing and devotees knows everything practically. So it is like, we often, we may not say directly, but devotees, we consider devotees perfect in everything. But as we keep practicing bhakti, we will find that everybody has anarthas. Yes, the serious devotees, they are seriously battling their anarthas. But it's not that the anarthas go away. So when sometimes we find that those devotees who inspired us a lot earlier, later on we find that they have some faults, and then the same inspiration doesn't come, then a negative response to that is to just start condemning those devotees. You know, you are a hypocrite. I thought you were a pure devotee. But now I know. You have this anartha, you have this anartha, you have this anartha. Then that is undesirable. Because even if they are not pure devotees, even if they are from far away from pure devotees, still they have helped us in our journey towards Krishna. So, it's not that we can expect faith to be like a frozen commodity. The faith that we had right in the beginning, we will have that throughout our spiritual life. So as we evolve as individuals, as we evolve as devotees, we'll find that we have our own natures. And Rupa Goswami, the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu states, he says that we have to take satsanga, but then he also specifies something more. Sajatiya asha snigdha sangha. Sajatiya asha means those devotees who have the same category of desires that we have. Sajatiya asha, same category of desires. Bhaktivinoda Thakur translates simply as like-minded devotees. So, we may be inspired initially in our spiritual life by one devotee or one set of devotees, but as our nature evolves, and as, say, we find out that we have particular talents, we have particular interests, we have particular kind of thinking, particular kind of questions. Now, it's not that that's wrong. If we find that we cannot accept everything that a particular devotee says, it's not that it's wrong. That devotee is one individual, I am a different individual. So, because I am not you, that does not mean I am crazy. And because you are not who I anticipated you to be, that's not reason you are crazy. So, it's just that we have to find out devotees who inspire us, who are like-minded, and develop a relationship with that. We are always grateful to those devotees who helped us earlier. But we have to find out the association that inspires us and nourish that more. And by that we move onwards towards Krishna. So we cannot live in the association of devotees with closed eyes, not seeing any faults at all. If somebody has faults, we cannot blind ourselves to those faults. But it is not necessary that we reduce the devotees to their faults only. They have faults, but they have a lot of good also. And if I find something else, some other, this particular devotee association I don't find inspiring, it's not that we are to leave the devotee association, But we can find out some devotees whose association inspires us and get nourishment for bhakti in that. So sajatiya ashasnita sangha is very important to find out like-minded devotees and befriend them and move forward in our bhakti by that. And that way we will not only feel ourselves understood and valued and loved, but we grow in our bhakti. So we don't have to have unrealistic expectations from devotees. When I faced this problem that some devotees whom I valued a lot and somehow in some way they disappointed me. It may well be that I had my problems. But one of the meditations that I made is everyone is doing their best. Now that best may seem worse to me. You know, why is it supposed to be little less? But I don't know what conditions they are. I don't know what problems they are facing. So therefore, in that situation, they are doing their best. If somehow that doesn't inspire me, that discourages me, then I find out who inspires me. It's very important to not see devotees as disconnected from Krishna. What does that mean? To see devotees disconnected from Krishna means that if we see a devotee as an independent source of inspiration, then if the devotee stops inspiring us, then we have no source of inspiration. The more proper understanding is to see that it is Krishna who is inspiring us through that devotee. And if somehow that devotee has some problems or whatever, then I find out from whom is Krishna inspiring me. So if we separate the devotee from Krishna, then our bhakti will run into a lot of problems. But if we know that keep the devotee connected with Krishna, that it is Krishna who is inspiring me through this devotee, and that same Krishna is now inspiring me through this devotee. So then we can keep moving forward in our bhakti and we will be Krishna conscious in our association. Because it's just not possible as our movement grows, for senior devotees to, you know, we have our spiritual master or other senior devotees, it's not possible for them to give the same kind of attention, same kind of time, same kind of affection, which we might have got in the initial days. It's just the way it is, that there are so many devotees and the community is so big. So we shouldn't take that as a personal rejection. Now, and I don't know specifics on, and just envisioning different scenarios where this can happen. So many devotees feel dissatisfied because I don't get the association of my spiritual master. That's true, but then the spiritual master, no matter how exalted a devotee the spiritual master is, then the spiritual master also has 24 hours in a day. And it's not possible to meet everyone in Kali Yuga. So we have to see from where I can get inspiration and keep moving forward. And that as Krishna is inspiring us primarily through spiritual master, but Krishna can inspire us through many other devotees also. So by focusing on the Krishna connection, seeing that it is Krishna who inspires me through different devotees at different times, we can always make sure that we keep moving onwards towards Krishna by finding out which devotees inspire us and cherishing that association and not letting some frustration, some expectation with some other devotees choke our bhakti. That fragmented vision is very undesirable. Kunti Maharaj says, Sneha Pashandam Chinti Drudham Pandushu Vishveshu. Says, Krishna, I want my consciousness to flow towards you. And if my attachment to Pandu, my own sons, if I become attached to them separate from you, then please cut off their attachment. Now, you see, the Pandavas are not just devotees, they are pure devotees. Now, how can a devotee say that cut off my attachment to devotees? He doesn't say cut off my attachment to devotees. If somehow my attachment to a devotee, to someone, is coming in the way of my progress towards Krishna, then cut that off. So, this is a whole deep subject, but I just mentioned this that. Now, there can be material attachment to devotees and there can be spiritual attachment to devotees. Material attachment to devotees means it's not necessarily bad because somehow we are attracted to Krishna through his devotees. But material attachment means we don't see the devotee connected with Krishna. And we see the devotee, oh, this devotee sings so well, this devotee speaks so nicely, this devotee is so loving. This, all that is very good. But that is Krishna's ability, Krishna's love that is manifested through that devotee. So material attachment means we see that devotee as an independent source of affection or source of qualities or source of abilities. And when that devotee is not able to provide that, then our bhakti collapses. So if some unfavorable interaction with some devotees starts affecting our bhakti, then we need to introspect. Maybe it was our attachment to them was material. And then we can focus on trying to spiritualize in that relationship or trying to find out some other relationship where the spiritual aspect can develop more easily. So to summarize, by not having unrealistic expectations and not becoming hypercritical of devotees if they don't live up to expectations, by finding out like-minded devotees where our talents, our nature, our inspiration grows, and by seeing devotees as not independent sources of mercy of inspiration, but as channels of Krishna's inspiration, and knowing that Krishna can inspire me through other channels also. That way we can keep moving forward in our bhakti, no matter what ups and downs happen in devotee association. Sounds good, Krishna? Thank you. Hare Krishna.